there, and he had to make his way to Marylebone, not St Mary's, he would have been dead. And the whole point being is that St Mary's is in a located in a major junction, which is incredibly busy. There's absolutely no parking there, and the only way to get there quickly is by helicopter. So the point is, by not having these local A&Es around to address these issues, then I'm afraid...
I hear what you're saying, Keith. And in an ideal world, every single person in this country would live 5 to 10 minutes from an A&E. Where I live near Tunbridge Wells, I'm literally, if I can jump in my car, and I am at my local A&E within 5 minutes. Where I live in Norfolk, if I want to go to the A&E, it's 40 to 45 minutes. Now, I mean, I knew that when I bought the house. But you can't. Nobody can guarantee that they're going to have an A&E within 5 minutes. But of course, your likelihood of surviving in many cases, although I would say is much better if you can get there within 5 minutes. Although I've heard medical people swear till they're blue in the face that for 95% of conditions, actually the odd 5 or 10 minutes isn't going to make that much difference. But I'd have to say I look very sceptically at them when they say that.
Well, yes, but the point is, if you can. I don't know how many people there are in England. 70 million now, almost? 68?
66, I think.
Well, 66.
But we're heading towards 70.
We're heading towards 70. When it gets to 70, you just imagine. I know St Mary's very well, and it's always crowded. If you're going to get loads of people now focusing on their emergency, it's going to get incredibly busy, and they can't expand the building any more than they have. Where a place like Central Middlesex, it's got loads of parking, very accessible, it's a brand new building, it's loads of space, and it seems to me that the ideal place is to take St Mary's or these major hospitals and put them in areas which are accessible.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with you, but of course, I mean, there are people, again, I go back to the example of Tunbridge Wells, where the hospital used to be in the centre of Tunbridge Wells. It's now right out on the edge, sort of in a village called Pembury. And of course, people who used to be able to get to the hospital within a few minutes now have to drive a little bit further. And of course, they weren't very happy when that happened, even though it is a brand new hospital and absolutely fantastic. Well, Keith, thank you very much indeed for rounding off our hour. Now, I don't know if you've seen the front page of the Sun today, but it says that they're encouraging people to phone a McFriend. Apparently David Blunkett, the former Home Secretary, wants us all to phone our McFriends and McRelatives in Scotland and urge them to...